Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live in Madrid, Spain. That's such a weird sentence to say doing the radio.
Madrid.
It's been a cool experience so far. Joining us now on the Rood guest hotline, Rood makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV, is our friend Mr. Barry Sferluga from the Washington Post. You can read Barry's work in the Washington Post. You can give Barry a follow at Barry Sferluga, S-B-R-L-U-G-A. Been hanging out with Barry at practice all week. He's here in Spain as well. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hola, senores. How are you?
We're good, man. What I want to get into a column you wrote earlier in the week that I think is really smart. But let's start with just kind of, we've been here a while now. What do you think of the NFL landing in Spain and trying to make it work?
You know, I'm writing a little bit more about that for the weekend, as you might guess. And this isn't, you know, for us, it's a work trip, and it's kind of like lifting the experience of Ashburn and laying it down at the Real Madrid facility. And we know what a Wednesday's like and a Thursday's like and a Friday's not like for an NFL team. But, you know, the more you kind of go through this, you realize, and I don't say this in a negative way, but these two teams are the latest pawns in the NFL's kind of vision to globalize their sport. There's money to be made all over the world. They would be foolish not to go for it. NFL teams have the highest valuation, franchise valuation of any American team sport. The Dallas Cowboys are the biggest, most expensive, highest valued franchise in any sport across the world. And in talking to people who are smarter than me and know about this stuff, they are valued so highly because in the future, they expect to really be able to tap into these, you know, really lucrative international markets. So it almost kind of surprises me that Sunday's game is the first game in Spain, because the NFL has been playing these games since 2007 overseas, and it's just going to go further and further away. They're playing in Australia next year, and it's an attempt by the league to make sure they can make money everywhere that money can be made. And the Commanders and Dolphins are just kind of along for the ride in that process this week.
You know, Barry, I did a little football clinic yesterday. It was like 180 kids there. And most of these kids had never really seen football. But there were a select group of these kids who knew everything about every player around. And it was talking about that are on Google and everything else. My nephew plays in a American Football League over here in Europe. He plays in Paris. And there were people that played on the team from Madrid who knew who Austin Mitchell was. You know what I mean? I just think that the NFL is, they're smart in what they do, because, like, when we were younger, the world was not that close to us. In this day and age, the world is close. And the NFL, yeah, with their marketing machine, they can get into any situation they want to get into. And I think they're going to grow a lot quicker than what we even think.
Well, B, I pointed this out yesterday. And Barry, I certainly wouldn't. Think about the fact that this game is the first ever in Spain and the two starting quarterbacks are from Hawaii. And I understand Hawaii is part of America.
Yeah.
But just look at a globe.
Yeah.
Look at a globe and see what side those two places are on, because it's the opposite.
Yes, yes.
It's pretty remarkable, man.
I mean, there's so much to unpack there because, Brian, what you're saying about the awareness is really, that's the most important piece. It's yeah, less important, and they're doing flag football clinics, and flag football is in the Olympics in 2028 in L.A., and that's an NFL-backed initiative. But what's more important than, you know, the 180 kids at your clinic from Madrid playing football as a lifelong sport is being engaged as a football fan and being, like you described, aware. Because mm-hmm, aware not only might turn into, hey, I'm buying a jersey or I'm buying a ticket, which is kind of small potatoes, but it could mean I'm watching TV and I'm riveted to NFL games, whether I get them on Amazon or I get them over some sort of broadcast deal over here. And that increases, if there's awareness and engagement in all these countries, then the NFL is going to make more money selling their international broadcast rights going forward. So it's as much about creating consumers that are really care about the players and the stars and the performances as it is about, like, oh yeah, I'm going to grab a helmet and shoulder pads and learn, you know, how to play cornerback.
Yeah. See, we played in London in a preseason game in 1992, I think it might have been, or 93 at the beginning of that season after we had won the Super Bowl. There were people telling me then that they watch us at, like, early in the morning and all this type of stuff. I have to believe that has grown exponentially since then. That was in 90. That's almost, what, that's 30-something years ago.
Right.
So it had to have grown, and then all of the different stuff we have now where you can get what you want much quicker, the NFL probably already know what their market is.
For sure, and they're where they've established themselves, they're looking elsewhere. I mean, think about that time you're describing, Brian, the early 1990s.
Yes.
Ahead of the NFL in global expansion was the NBA. And the NBA built that on the back of the Dream Team in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, the kind of the best, most marquee basketball team ever created. Think about that era and how far superior the U.S. was when they put their best on best. That was coming off the 88 games when it was the last one they used college players, and John Thompson's team couldn't win gold in 88. 92, you get Jordan, Bird, Magic, and the rest of them, and that becomes an amazing marketing tool that helped make basketball a truly global game. And if you don't think it's a truly global game, I just was looking at this for this piece I was writing, like, it would have been absurd to think in the mid 80s that, oh, the NBA MVP would be from some other country. I'm here to tell you that the last seven NBA MVPs are born outside the U.S.
That's crazy.
Now it's only four players. You know, SGA is from Canada and Jokic is Serbian. Giannis is Greek. There's one other one in there. Oh, and Joel Embiid was born in Cameroon. But it does tell you that if you plant the seeds, they really can grow. And that's, again, that's a long, long time ago, Brian. But I, you know, I'm talking to experts about this stuff. You know, Major League Baseball rosters, hockey rosters, NBA rosters are dotted with players from all sorts of corners of the globe. Who's to say in 15 or 20 years, you know, that there might not be tons of international players on NFL rosters?
Just so we're clear, Barry, Canada doesn't count. SGA is one of ours. But I understand your greater verb. He went to Kentucky. You go to Kentucky.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
Barry, I get your point.
Those other sports,
it's a technicality,
though.
But I'll use it to my advantage.
Yeah, but those other sports, they normally come to the United States and play basketball. football is that one sport where there are not many colleges around the world you get to go play it.
Right.
You come to the United States, or you're from here. Like I said, my nephew plays in a league over here, but it's not all American players. There are a lot of players from over here that are playing now.
Well, that's why you start it at like grassroots level and get kids involved.
I think go to the colleges around the world and start putting football in it.
Talking with our friend Barry Sferluga from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at Barry Sferluga, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. All right, so you're working on a column about like kind of the state of globalization in the NFL, and it almost feels like a quid pro quo. As I think, as mostly English soccer, but as club soccer has grown to be so big in the States, and a lot of that is just like the accessibility of the English Premier League on NBC on like main broadcast television all the time. I feel like as that has risen at home, like the NFL has also risen over here. And I think a lot of it is just credit to technology and the world getting smaller as a whole. But you also wrote a column earlier in the week about Washington, about how to make sense of this year in comparison to last year. And it's something Brian's been saying that, you know, prior to the Detroit game, which was a real beatdown, but the last four games of the regular season and then the wild card win came down to either the last play of the game or the last minute of the game, and everything broke Washington's way. So you asked a fairly simple question. What was the outlier? This year where things are going poorly, or last year where everything went right? And kind of where did you land on it?
You know, I think I was out in the calmest way of wussing out and saying I'm not sure. And I think that the rest of the season is going to go a long way toward answering that question. I think we all identified going into the year that we knew how much had gone right last season in health, in schedule, in the backup quarterbacks they played against, in winning all those games from, you know, a Hail Mary to breaking up a 2-point conversion on the last play in New Orleans. All of those things luck-wise went right. The fourth down percentage was, you know, historically high. So you knew, I think, that there would be regression. Now, the biggest regression, I think, has been health. And is that anybody's fault? It's probably nobody's fault. We can debate the Terry thing. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and say he's hurt because he held out. I'm just not in that camp. So what you don't know is what sort of regression would there have been with Jaden healthy the whole time, Terry playing, you know, more than a couple of games. I still think that Dietrich Wise is just a sneaky important injury, and then Armstrong a few weeks later, like you're just getting killed on what was going to be kind of a cobbled together pass rush anyway. I'm really curious because the offseason, this upcoming offseason, is going to be so much different than this pass off season, because you're going to have real questions about my question. Was it a fluke in 2024, or is 2025 the blip? Because the foundation, and I asked Quinn about this the other day, like, has the 5-game losing streak caused him to think there are foundational problems here? And he was very adamant. He's like, I think it's execution. Like, I think we have the people with the attitude, and I'm paraphrasing, but he believes in his guys. He's not going to throw his guys under the bus, of course, not publicly. But it'll be really, really interesting to see how they address the roster, because another theme that we've talked about ad nauseum is like, well, you've got Jaden on a rookie contract, so you can really go for it. Well, he's not going to be on a rookie contract forever, and you have to be able to build this roster in, I think, a more sustainable way than, oh, here's Zach Ertz on a 1-year deal, and here's Bobby Wagner back on a 1-year deal. Like, what does this team look like in camp in 2026? I think it's a really fascinating thing to look forward to over the end of this year and then in the offseason.
See, Barry, I don't – like, he didn't answer that question like you want him to answer or whatever. But the thing of it is this. What you said about Jaden on a 1-year deal, on a rookie deal, and they can go for it. I have to believe if they looked in the mirror and were honest with themselves, they got away from the plan of building this team properly and tried to go for it. And those 1-year deals help. if everybody stays healthy. But once those guys start getting hurt, the backups are nowhere close to where they need to be. So when you look at teams like the 49ers, and you look at teams like the Detroit Lions from last year, Detroit Lions were in the divisional round with like almost 30 players hurt on their team.
Right.
Washington can't withstand that because they have not built a new a core well enough just yet. And I understand where they were last year. Of course, you try and go for it. You might catch rocket in a ball, you know what I'm saying? But they missed out on it because the injuries happened and that destroyed this season, point blank.
Well, you know, an interesting – this you might think this is crazy, but the last preseason game was against the Ravens. And I don't remember the score, but Washington got destroyed. And, you know, it's very easy to shrug off. It's like, well, the preseason football doesn't matter, and, like, it's really for down the roster stuff. And Jaden played one series in three preseason games. But, you know, I remember there was no way in heck I was going out to that game, but I remember thinking after that game, you know what that shows is that John Harbaugh and his guys – have built depth. Like, their threes are killing your threes. And and we find out now that that matters. Like, that stuff really matters. A roster is 53 players, and when you get in a situation like this, and all teams have injuries, I do believe that the Commanders are more severe and at more important positions than normal. Mm-hmm. But your twos and your threes better be better than the other guys' twos or threes and be able to hang with the ones, or you're going to have a tough time.
Totally. See, I look at, like, Jay and we talk about this a lot. Every year, Pat Mahomes probably played more preseason games than the average quarterback in the league. But everybody is telling me about how important the quarterback is and who you can't get hurt. But Pat Mahomes, who has proven to be the best overall around anybody in the league right now, he plays more preseason than most starting quarterbacks. Is it just by coincidence that they're always there at the end, or what?
So I think it's a, you know, one of the great questions of the offseason will be, hey, Dan, are you going to change your approach to preseason? Because that was, you know, that was day camp. Like, that was fun and games for the for the most part. And that's not, Brian, I think, just in participation in those preseason games, which I think probably needs adjustment, but also in – you know, how many padded hitting practices did you have? When, how much were you going full speed playing real football? I mean, it's amazing that we're in November of what was supposed to be a super promising season and exciting and you know, where everything is out there for this team to achieve and legitimately wondering about preparation for next year, because it really feels like something needs to change. Better prepared for the season, keep players healthy. It'll be really interesting to see how the coaching staff handle all that.
Talking with our friend Barry Sverluga from the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So, Barry, unfortunately, when you get to this point in what looks like a lost season, they're not going to the playoffs. We're not talking about, you know, like, how do they match up if they get the three or the four seed, right? You kind of lose sight of the week to week in a lot of ways, and especially this week because we're in Europe and there's just so much sideshow going on. Mm-hmm. But for the actual game Sunday, for a pair of 3-7 teams, what do you think happens?
I mean, you got to hope Johnny Newton is, like, not going to get run over in the run game. Like, right, you know, that front line is pretty decimated. Daron Payne's not playing because of the suspension, and the Dolphins actually can run the ball. I'm disappointed that Jaden can't play in this game, not because anything against Marcus Mariota, who's such a consummate professional and you know, probably is one of the better backups in the league. But I just – when Jaden plays – you still have the possibility. You feel like anything's possible. Like, he hasn't been at his best this year. He has not gotten into a rhythm. He hasn't had the wow factor that he did almost every week last year. But he's still the guy. And when the guy is out of your lineup, it just ratchets everything down a little bit. Like, the game just thinking about the game, JP, the X's and O's, like who's gonna win, who's gonna lose. Like, it's just less exciting for me to think about with Jaden not in the lineup. I don't know if that's just like,
I mean, right, he's one of the most exciting players in football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And we just haven't gotten in a rhythm with that this year. And I just think it's like, I hope that he comes back and I hope that he plays, not just because that's important for the team's development and for his development, but because, like, watch him play football, man. It's fun to watch him play football. And I think that, you know, it's too bad that the Spanish market doesn't get to see that. Because, you know, even if you're not super into, like, oh, it's 3rd and 11, like, that's really difficult to convert, and you don't know all the ins and outs, like, you know athletic greatness when you see it, and he's a guy that jumps off the page when he's right.
Well, I just tell you this. Before we knew where we were going to be playing here, I had heard that Jaden had been over here marketing and doing stuff for the NFL. Jaden Daniels is what you see around this town promoting this game.
Totally.
So he was the guy making everybody get ready for this thing, and I'm sure even the people here miss him not being in this game.
It was funny.
Agreed.
Going to this flag football thing today with all these little kids, talking with players and coaches, like Commanders, staffers, it was like, you know, we got to turn up for this because there's a very good chance it's the first experience these kids will ever have with the NFL, and it's certainly possible, if not probable, it could be the only experience. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you do wish Jaden was a part of that, but that's life in the big city, man. All right, Barry, we will. We'll maybe see you tonight. We'll maybe see you tomorrow. We'll certainly see you Sunday.
Sounds good, man. Have a good time here, guys.
All right,
brother.
That's our friend Barry Svrluga. You can give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. We've got a busy hour. You're going to hear from Joe Witt next. Jeff Walker's got a Week 11 hype song for us, Commanders Dolphins hype song. At noon, we get a Dolphins preview with Travis Wingfield, and then at 12:30, it's Ask Beamish Anything. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And then when I met up with the folks, it was like 6 hours after the happy hour. So I was playing catch-up. Uh-huh. And playing catch-up late at night is not a good place to be, so I called an Uber. But I did get to experience, I don't know what you would call this place. To me, it seemed most accurately described, it wasn't a club because there was no dance floor. But it was like a lounge. Maybe a lounge.
Yeah.
You know Ballos in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing I could equate it to was Ballos, because it was the way Ballos is, you can go for dinner, and as the night progresses, it kind of becomes like a vibe. The music gets louder.
Get louder.
The lights get darker. The heels get higher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the skirts get shorter. It was very much a scene like that.
I guess your eyes is getting a little squintier.
Nah, I was in pretty good shape, and then I just got out of there. But it was remarkable to see, like, what when Spain starts to flex, I think it can really flex.
Spain can flex.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know right now. They can flex.
Yeah. I just didn't have, like, a 4 a.m. night in me. I don't think I'm really built for that much anymore. But, like, there was a group of people, like, leaving. I was waiting for my Uber, right? And, like you and I have learned, waiting for Ubers takes longer here than
in a while.
So I'm standing outside, but the weather was terrible last night. So I'm standing like under the overhang. So there's a lot of people kind of compressed together. And there was this big group of all people like dressed like they were famous. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but like they were wearing the kind of clothes, like the dudes were wearing the kind of clothes NBA players wear when they like walk through the tunnel. And you're just like,
anybody had on a big sweater?
Yo. Like, the giant pants. Like, there was all types of looks. Because the ladies were wearing very little. Or what they were wearing was very tight.
Yeah. Like what the people that wear with the NBA players.
Yes. Yeah. It was like if I had learned that the people at this place, I don't know how the hell I got in so easily. So I rolled up, and I was a single person. I was by myself, which I think is always makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just walked up, and they're like, "Do you have a reservation, sir?" I was like, "No, I'm meeting friends inside." They're like, they kind of looked, the two bouncers kind of looked at each other, looked at me, and they're like, "All right." Like, they were just like, this is some
old. He wouldn't be here looking like that if he wouldn't really come here.
Right. Like clearly, at no matter what, I presented no trouble to them.
Just think about this.
They're like, "All right.
If it's a 4 o'clock night here, it's really just 10 o'clock at home."
Right. They're like, "Ah, it's a 40-year-old white dude. Go ahead, dude." Like you're not a concern to
us. Just think of it like this. It's not 4 here. It's 10 at home.
Right. But
you're good.
The interesting thing, they had a big bar,
uh-huh.
Right? And they had this giant elephant statue in the middle, like a full-size elephant. So the room was that big that it could had the height of a full-size elephant.
Okay.
And there were stairs up to what I assume is another floor. I did not check out, nor do I imagine I was welcome on that floor.
You probably were.
But they had this big-ass bar, and it was bumping in there, and it was good music. I don't know that I could identify much of the music, but the music was good, appropriate to the vibe of the place.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't order at the bar. You had to be at a table, but I very clearly didn't have a table, so you're kind of just loitering around other tables getting the server to serve you, which I just found to be an interesting restauranting technique. Have you ever been in that?
Yeah, because I'm making you sit down.
Nobody was sitting down.
But I'm saying if you have a table, you're ordering.
Right. Some people
like in New York, the whole thing was this. Walk into a club in New York when I was there. Every table said reserved. All the chairs that were at the bar, like earlier that day, they're not there at night.
Right.
So if you want to do something, you're going to sit at a table. And at that table, you have to spend a certain amount of money. I'm sure at that table in that spot you were at, you got to spend a certain amount of money.
Sure. Shout out to the big man, Mitch Tischler, eventually got me a drink. But, dude, the serving drink process here is interesting.
I like it.
They bring over the bottle of liquor and pour it in front of you.
And they pour it until you say stop.
Yeah, dude. They are not shy about pours.
It's not like, I don't think you need a double. If you ask for a double, it might be the whole damn glass.
I didn't ask. I mean, it's a lot.
The closest thing to the way they serve vodka, serve liquor here is Stans in D.C.
Right, where they just give you the
Stans, bro. Stans pour like damn near the whole glass, and then they give you another bottle or a glass of something, the mixer.
Right.
That's how it is here.
That is true.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I think Stan might be Spanish.
I never knew
anything about it, but I think he's Spanish because that's the way they serve.
I don't know if Dan's Cafe is still open, but they did that too on 18th Street. Round Table, when I was far too young to be going to bars, was the bar we would go to on Wisconsin Avenue, and they did that also. Shout out to, I think it was Butch that was the musician in the
don't
basement.
Don't put Butch out there like that.
This is 30 years ago.
I don't care. Butch might be still kicking it in.
Butch wasn't doing anything wrong. Butch was just playing music.
Oh, I thought you were saying Butch was getting you the drinks.
Nah, he was the performer, okay. And a hell of a performer.
All right.
The Round Table has been raised to the ground. It is currently like a bank, I think.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever go there?
No.
If anybody, any old school DC heads that went to Round Table, hit me on Twitter, because Round Table is a place, man. You just call it Pound Table.
Pound Table, baby.
It was one of those places where, like, you try to get a girl to make out with you, and if that wasn't happening, you got in a fist fight. That was like, that was how the evening went.
That's just how you worked it. Try to get a girl to make out with you, she doesn't. Find somebody else, Jay.
That's what you look at.
Yeah. Why fight? That's a drastic measure. Stay on the same wavelength, dog. Things work out a lot better.
I was young and dumb. Be like Bruce Lee. Be like water and flow. It was a cool night in Spain. I'm really excited tonight. The amount of people, I think O'Reilly's could be nuts tonight. But I'm curious what you think. So the rally was 12-4 local time. People were drinking, I assume.
They had last call at 3-something.
Right. So a lot of the people that are at that rally that have been drinking from noon to 3.
They went home and rested.
I don't know.
They'll be there.
Might be.
Some of them had to go home. I watched some people walk out of there. Yeah, they had to go home. Yeah. When people are like, they skate, the women skating, and they call it skating in their high heels.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, you know, feeling their way away.
Sure.
Or along. Yeah, those are the guys that they know they need to go home and get a nap.
Time for a nap.
Yeah.
There's been no nap time for us, but tomorrow we get a day off, B. I don't know if you do. You got events all day?
Yeah.
What do you have tomorrow?
I have a happy hour, a dinner.
What time is happy hour? Dinner's at 11. What time is happy hour?
Dinner's not at 11. Dinner's at 7-something.
That's early for
happy
here.
Happy hour is 5-7. I have a breakfast in the morning with some Westwood One people.
I'm saying the way Spanish people do dinner, the way local people do dinner, is it's like 9 is early.
Yeah, but I have events like with different stuff, so.
Yeah.
I'll be working.
Stay working, B. It's going to be a lot
having of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun on Sunday. Tonight will be a fun night. The whole trip has been very cool. It's been very interesting to see how the NFL fits in the grand scheme of things. And I think it's important. Like, the London games have become so commonplace. Like, I wonder if the NFL is trying to plant flags of where they're going to keep coming back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if Madrid they view as like a long-term site, or if this is a one-off and they're exploring Spain and maybe it's Barcelona.
I think they'll be back.
Couldn't you see there being an eventuality where it's like Madrid 1 year, Barcelona the next year, and they kind of go back and forth?
I can see that.
Because both stadiums are world class.
I can see it happen at both of them in the same year.
I definitely think Roger Goodell says he wants 16 international games a year. I think they're going to get
there. I can see a Barcelona and a Spain and a Madrid in the same year.
Do you think, though, they can get to a point where – There's a Middle East game every year. There's a China game every year. The travel for that is 6-hour flight is
China
one thing.
China is going to be different.
16-hour flights.
Middle East,
is different.
I think, is going to be here quicker than we think.
Well, I think they're doing Australia next year.
Mm-hmm. Right? China is different.
Yeah, I mean, there's like political things. It's fascinating to watch this unfold, dude. Like, there's a part of me being at the Real Madrid facility the last few days.
Not many fans really want to just say, oh, we're going to go over to China and watch a game. It's not as sexy as going to Madrid or Dubai or
but I
anything
think
like that.
The point is, there's a billion people in China we can get by in jerseys.
I got you.
We got a busy, busy program. Travis Wingfield going to join us at noon. We're going to open these phone lines up at 12:30 for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Sportsnet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Work. You're streaming with us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Listening right here on the radio. If you've missed any of the show so far, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. We got options, baby. We got content. You got ears. We'll figure it out. Joe Witt.
You got content and ears.
I do, as a matter of fact. Joe Witt had a rough week. Been a rough month, honestly. Listen, man, when things go wrong, eventually somebody gets blamed, and Joe Witt's the one being blamed for a terrible defense. Mm-hmm. I applaud Commanders PR, and I applaud Joe for taking the time to speak with the media today. Anybody that knows how I operate, I believe in just full transparency and letting a full interview play out. So here's Joe Witt talking with a number of members of the D.C. media.
The reaction to the change in job roles. What was that like for you? And, you know, just nothing more than that.
No, you know, I've been in this business long enough, and at the end of the day, it's about winning and about producing. And we've yet to do that this year. And so it wasn't necessarily anything that I was necessarily shocked by. You know, we're here to win. So no different than if you move a player in and out, that sometimes that happens in coaching. So
is it hard to accept, though, going to a different role like that at this point in the year?
That doesn't matter if it's hard or not. It's the reality of what it is. You know, the performance was not what it needed to be, and we're not winning. So it doesn't matter if it's hard or not. It is what it is.
Joe, where do you think things started to really go wrong?
There's a myriad of things, but I'm not going to get here and talk about that right now. The main thing is that we need to put a system together that we can win, and we can win this game right now, and then we'll worry about everything else moving forward.
Your relationship with Dan Quinn seems like it's solid enough to make this work going forward. I mean, how will your day-to-day change, and how has your relationship with him been in the days since?
Oh, relationship's the same. You know, he has a job to do. We all have jobs to do, okay? And so what we're going to do and what we've done this week is very similar to how we operated in Dallas. And so we're very comfortable with that. Now, the only difference is, you know, he was in the box with me when he called it. And so he'll be on the field. So that'll be a little different. We did that one time, and we played New Orleans when Mike McCarthy got COVID. So we were in separate places from that standpoint. But other than that, we're working it very similar than what we did in Dallas.
What is your role then? What are you?
Well, you know, the day-to-day, it hasn't really changed. You know, we work together on the call sheet, and the call sheet, he's there. Scripting, we work together with that. But, you know, on game day, he's going to call it.
He talked about how difficult the conversation was, or you know, it was personal for him, obviously for you. Mm-hmm. How did you take it, knowing it's coming from a guy, a friend?
Well, the thing is, our relationship is a special one. There's very few people in coaching that I'm closer to, but I understood it. You know, we had a conversation that night after the game, and so I understood it, and I expected it, you know, and so it was what it was. And when he came and sat down and talked to me, I knew what the conversation was going to be. So I didn't, I have no ill will to anybody, man. It's about winning, all right? That's what it's about. It's about winning and playing well, and we haven't done that. So that's the bottom line.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen in practice this week from the guys? Do you see a different energy now that they've been able to be together?
The energy's been the same. Practice has not been the problem, okay? The performance on game day has been the problem. All right? We've had great energy in practice. We've had, producing the ball. We haven't done it on game day. And that's the only thing that matters. So we have to do it on game day. Hopefully this Sunday we'll get it done.
How did you approach players after the decision was made? Did you talk to players? Did DQ tell them, or how was it sort of conveyed to them?
DQ told them, and then it really the way that we operate, and the coaching staff, we're all together, and the players were all together. When we're in that building, it's a brotherhood, and so that's what it is. So I'm not going to go by each player's, and one thing I never do, so we can keep this straight. When I'm doing up, when I'm doing good, I don't beat my chest. When I'm walking around and not doing good, I don't hang my head. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work for anybody, you know. So the work is the work, you know. I'm going to keep working my butt off, and that's what it is. I don't expect anybody to feel sorry. They shouldn't. That's the job we chose.
Any sense of what it means for you just for the long term here, or even?
You know, not worried about that now. Right now, just worried about winning this game. You know, if we can win this game and get on a streak of winning and producing and playing better defense, you know, we'll worry about that down the road. But right now, it is about, we came here for one reason, that's to win. Yeah.
You guys have made a couple changes through the season, up in the box, up down mm-hmm. the field, cutting the playbook down. Has there been any further kind of fundamental changes to the way that you're going to play the defense now that, you know, things have changed with the play calling?
Well, you know, not really. The calls are the calls. You know, I don't want to get into schematics because I don't want to give any advantage away. But, you know, the calls are the calls. You know, we just have to execute them and play them well.
You guys, you've made a lot of changes, or at least, you know, subtle changes or whatever. Mm-hmm. How frustrating, surprising, whatever, that they didn't take hold more?
You know, it's disappointing in the fact that going into the season, felt very good about it. You know, and then coming out of that Giants game, felt very good about where we were. And it is a little bit frustrating that we haven't produced better. And didn't see it coming. And definitely if you saw it coming, it would have been different. But, you know, it is what it is. Being frustrated doesn't help the end product.
Joe, how much do you think injuries impacted this season?
You know, I was going back looking at the game, the first game. Both tackles, I mean, both ends are gone, both corners are gone, start safety. There's a number, but that is NFL football, you know, so you can't make that as an excuse. But, you know, it plays some factor into it.
Definitely plays a factor. It's not the only reason, but it's part of the reasoning. You lose that many players, then you don't have Jaden going. It's going to make
hard
an impact.
To win.
It's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win at this level, as Coach Joe would say. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to preview the Miami Dolphins. What did they do right against the Bills? Can they replicate it next on B. Mitchell Finley?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.